After 2 years of COVID restrictions, Lieutenant Col. M.A. Ortiz Sosa felt grateful to be before an indoor crowd once again for Remembrance Day in Guelph. The commander for the 11th Field Artillery Regiment, Royal Canadian Artillery, was the guest speaker at the Sleeman Center Friday morning. Ortiz Sosa was born in El Salvador in 1974, immigrating to Canada in 1990. He joined the Canadian Armed Forces in 1996 and worked his way up. Getting to speak at the 2022 ceremony was extra special to Ortiz Sosa, getting to do so on the 150th anniversary of the birth of the late Lieutenant Col. John McCrae, as well as the first ceremony since the passing of Queen Elizabeth II, who he called an example of leadership in service to the United Kingdom, and the entire British Commonwealth, including Canada. During the 10- to 15-minute speech, he talked about the choices and sacrifices made past and present. "This choice is a commitment to our country that may lead to the ultimate sacrifice, or to a life-changing course," he told the crowd. "On Remembrance Day, we think of those who fought and did not return. We think of those who fought and returned, or were never the same, and those who served and continue to serve in support of the institution, and to contribute to Canada's effort." He tasked the crowd to reflect on the fact those who serve are doing so entirely by their own free will. Ortiz Sosa closed with a pledge to never forget those who share our values with us, those who are no longer with us but remain present in spirit. About 1,500 people, including schools, members of the public, political leaders and more were in attendance at the Sleeman Center. The post-ceremony parade took to Woolwich Street, past the cenotaph with the rain falling and residents lining the street.